Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Girl drama is a perennial part of my school year, as you can imagine. One of the things I try and do, first of all, is reassure girls that it's not permanent, that it actually does get better in high school. Sometimes, you know, they think it's the end of the world, and they need to know that it's not. But just to tell them that, of course, is not going to be helpful. But I really think it's important for parents to be the stable force. As your daughter comes home and says, everybody hates me, I'm not going back to school, so-and-so was mean to me today, and for mom to not immediately get on the phone, start calling people's parents, trying to find out what's going on. We've had parents who have gotten on Facebook and made inappropriate comments to other parents. Really, what girls need is for moms not to be part of the drama, but to be outside of it and to be the calming force and to help them ride it out. And like I said earlier, making eye contact with a bully is extremely powerful. Not trying to take her on when she's with all of her friends, because she feels very powerful when she's surrounded by her friends. But if you want to actually have a conversation, which is hard to do in middle school, but occasionally happens, you want to do it one-on-one when you can. I think the hardest thing for girls to do is not to respond. When something mean has been said on social media, and girls invariably tell other girls, oh, you should have seen what so-and-so said about you, to not respond is more powerful than to get involved in an altercation. But, wow, it's hard to keep girls from doing that.
You know, as we talk about sort of the drama, but it seems like relationships are such a big issue, and it seems like there's so much pressure to be connected in some sort of dating scenario at a younger and younger age. And we just, you know, that just has so many serious ramifications. What advice do you have for parents about how they can sort of handle and manage relationships?
Don't encourage it.
Okay.
I have seen parents of sixth graders think it's cute that their son likes this other girl, and so the parents will drive them out, take them out for pizza or drive them to a movie because they just think it's cute. And it may be cute at 11, but if they're holding hands and going out to pizza and a movie at 11, what do you think they're going to be doing by the time they're 16 or 17? I think parents get too involved many times. And so to downplay it and to not encourage phone calls or gifts or linking their names together is just huge.
And interestingly enough, Neil, when we talked to the middle schoolers last month, they said the same thing. When we asked them about relationships and quote-unquote dating, pretty much across the board, in fact, I'm sure it was unanimous, wasn't it, Sue, that they all said in different ways, it's pointless in middle school, and it's for heartbreak, and they said, you know, you're not anywhere close to getting married or finding somebody that's truly special for the rest of your life, so why put yourself through that kind of grief?
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.